News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. We are enjoying a very nice weather pattern, and boy, do we deserve it. Tonight, clear skies, cool, but not too cool. Overnight, low temperature down to about 54. Tomorrow, just like today, lots of sunshine around, high temperature up to about 84. I think scattered showers and thunderstorms will be back in the forecast by about Wednesday with a high in the upper 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
All right, Dan.
And now, because it's the law, here is your legal disclaimer. All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer. And by the way, have you called David Earnest? Call him right now at 279-7431. Or if you're in the Birmingham area, call 205-479-0839. Let David Earnest put you on the path to financial security. Call David Earnest today.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a Girl Scout.
Hello!
And you know, I have a favorite Girl Scout cookie. I just can't think of it right now.
Oh, well, when you do, I have a whole box of them right here, pal.
Wonderful. And I guess as a Girl Scout selling cookies, you have to take care of the money.
Yes, I do. I have to make sure that the money gets from here to there and is protected.
Well, little girl, I don't suppose you would know about David Earnest.
Well, of course I know about the most famous asset preservationist in the land. You see this?
Yes.
That is my David Earnest Watches My Portfolio merit badge.
I see. Well, if other Girl Scouts want to call David Earnest, what do they do?
Call him up at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you.
279-7431.
That's right, man.
Oh, yeah, do-si-dos.
Well, thank you for asking, man, but, I don't dance, you know? It's that social distancing thing, you know?
Right.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Now, 2018, they're telling you the existential threat to America is a bunch of poor refugees 1,000 miles away. They're even taking our brave troops away from their families for a political stunt.
President Obama is sending 1,200 National Guard troops to boost security along the U.S.-Mexican border.
In addition to the troops, the president is also requesting $500 million for border security.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country.
Well, that might be the best thing that could happen in this little rinky-dink town of ours.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Are you crazy?
Don't send your children unaccompanied on trains or through through a bunch of smugglers. We don't even know how many of these kids don't make it and may have been waylaid into sex trafficking or killed because they fell off a train. We have no way of tracking that.
What? Our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before.
We need to try to incentivize Mexico to do more.
We are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years.
If they've committed transgressions of whatever kind, they should be obviously deported.
We will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple.
That's just damn it.
Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration.
I know nothing.
When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
You're absolutely correct.
This message is sponsored by Americans with short-term memory loss, especially Democrats.
Super Secret Studio, where two wrongs don't make a right, but your rights do make a big deal. Montgomery's number one asset preservationist, David Ernest, brings you the Health and Wealth Show. Two of your rights are in danger of being infringed upon, the right to bear arms and the right to keep your money. Well, David Ernest is here to help. If you want to protect your Second Amendment rights, call your congressman. If you want to protect your assets, call David Ernest, 279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Protect your rights from the left. Make that call today. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is. The man who has more good money advice than Carter has little pills, and I have no earthly idea what that means. It's David Ernest.
There he is.
Here I am, having floating out here in La La Land. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Sound good. You got a little glare behind you, but that's not.
That's that window there. It's got sunlight shining through it.
Nobody can see that but me. But you look like kind of like you're in heaven, like an angel or something.
I didn't want to tell you, but I'm on a mission.
You got some heavenly advice for us today. Yeah, you're on a mission up north, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Way up north.
And I guess... No, that's actually...
I'm up here in Birmingham on a mission.
Yeah, that's actually tomorrow, isn't it? You're just up there, so you'll be there bright and early in the morning.
Yeah, you know, did you know it took me 3 hours to get here? I had to crawl about an hour of it. Well, I might as well be crawling on my belly. I think I would have made about as much time.
We had bad traffic.
Yeah, ain't just a kidding. They do something about this traffic, I tell you. There's not enough... lanes and probably not enough lines.
Yeah, was it road work or just traffic?
No, I didn't see anything, but it just bottlenecked. I don't know what happened. I didn't see any wrecks. I didn't see anything.
This was several years ago. My niece graduated from, I always say it's Sanford and Son University, but it was Stanford up there around Birmingham. And we all loaded up and went up to see her graduate, and we came back, and right there it...
Here up Lake Shore.
It was Montevallo, I think. There was a fuel truck turned over, and they sent us down 31. It took us 4 hours to get to my house from there. You have the window down. You're talking to people across. Hey, how are you? Good to see you. And, I mean, it was just terrible.
Well, evidently, California stole all our road work money because something needs to be done. I don't know. We've been we've been having these same lanes for years and years. I don't remember any expansions much.
No, well, maybe they need to go up, you know, build up over the thing like they did in California. But the earthquake
knocked them down. Maybe so. But then, of course, we don't have earthquakes, knock on wood. Like they,
not like
you know, we do have them, but they're not as violent as over there.
Right. Then
so
again,
we're going to have a guest here in about 5 minutes.
I'm looking
so
for him.
The topic now, and we can talk to him about it, is, you know, our Second Amendment is being monkeyed with. Look at Biden. He's trying to take our Second Amendment away from us, and he's trying to take our money away from us. What else is he going to do? Take our popsicles away from us?
I don't know, but
I put those in the freezer. He better leave them alone.
I'm watching
and
my
popsicles. I'm going to use my Second Amendment on him.
That's right. And by the way, when we leave tonight, I have a special Second Amendment song that you'll probably like.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to play it second. You're going to play it first?
I'm going to play it first when we start to leave.
Oh, okay.
At the end.
It's just terrible. I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone for about over an hour on the way up because I was crawling on my belly, I had a lot of time. And we discussed a lot of this stuff that Biden is trying to do as far as, like, you know, take our money. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like the taxes he wants are obscene. The way he wants to take them are obscene and it should be illegal. It's just horrible. You know, I am sure, I'm almost positive that I know no liberal friends that really knew what they were voting for. When they get this tax bill, they're going to say what?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, a lot of the folks that voted were just the never Trump people. They'd have voted for Hitler if we'd had him up there.
I know, but I've been looking at these things, and if they pass everything, it's going to be horrible. I'm just not kidding, guys. This thing that they want will be a horrible shift, and it will be unbelievable taxes, unbelievable gnashing of teeth, pain. Look, it's not going to be fun. We have got to get the right people elected. We've got to do it soon. We've got to get people in the Senate that will lock this thing up. This friend of mine I was talking about, I haven't had enough time to read this, but he said, what's the representative that's a Democrat in West Virginia that said he wasn't going to vote for the deal with the packing it was the filibuster, which it does affect with packing the court.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, essentially this guy has lied before, supposedly. Is he lying down? In other words, at the last second he's going to vote with Biden and him? Is he wanting his payment? Because we were saying something earlier about, like, you know, we want to make him, we're going to offer him to come into the Republican Party. And he said, no. He says things and he don't do them.
Yeah. Did you say Tennessee?
No, he's West Virginia.
Oh, West Virginia.
He's the guy that helped. Yeah, he's the guy that's been messing with Pelosi's desires, I guess you could say.
And, you know, we haven't seen her lately, you know?
Well, maybe she cracked that plastic that's on her face and he's having to be fixed. I don't know. The only person that seems to be running the show is AOC anyway. I don't know anybody else that says anything.
How about Mark Warner or Tim Kaine? That's the senator.
Not sure which one. Maybe Mark.
And they're Democrats.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the two up there. That's what I found on the internet.
So we could ask Congressman Brooks when he comes on. He's going to be calling in. You might want to be watching the board there.
I'm going to call
in about a minute.
I'm watching.
Watch the board. But, you know, I had a good meeting with Congressman Brooks yesterday. He's going to do everything. You know, the thing about him that's so wonderful, he's just like us. He's just, you talk to him and you just think you're just talking to one of your best friends, you know?
He's a nice man.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, you know, that's what we like about you, is that when we talk to you, we feel like, you know, you really mean what you say. And we've just got to get more folks like him. The problem is Alabama can't solve the national problems. I mean, we can help, but we got to get other folks in there.
Right.
You know, we got to have, we can't have the Second Amendment taken away from us. You know, it just can't happen. It's just terrible to think that something like that could happen. Well, you know, they say, well, you know, what was it Biden said the other day? He said, well, you know, even amendments are not stable. Those are not the exact words, but in other words, they're not locked and rocked, he said, more or less. You know, to hear something like that, I'm paraphrasing. Okay, you got it?
Maybe. Let's just go ahead and take the call. I bet that's him.
Okay. Yeah, it could be him.
Okay, I'm sure it is. All right, you're on the air with David Ernest. Is this Senator Mo Brooks?
You're much too kind. I'm still a congressman, but thank you.
Oh, I was, you know, sometimes I get little glimpses of the future, and, you know, I just, take that for what it's worth.
Well, I hope you're a sage and a prophet. Time will tell.
There you go.
Saying some nice things about you, Congressman, but I mean he's giving you the compliment before time, but that's okay.
I was the first one to call him that. Right?
Well, I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay, I got you back.
You need to make it happen.
I got you back.
Yeah, Congressman, what we're talking about is Second Amendment rights and things like that, but. One of the things that we were talking about is Biden made a comment about the amendments were not locked in rock. It's not exactly what he said. You probably know what I'm talking about. He insinuated that he could change it.
That's the way that socialist Democrats act. They believe that the law is advisory, that the Constitution is advisory and somewhat antiquated. That's just the way the socialist Democrats think about all this. They don't believe in the rule of law like Americans have believed for centuries.
That's right. We're hanging by a wing and a prayer up there. The senator from West Virginia that kind of said he didn't want to stop the filibuster. Have you heard any more about that?
Well, Joe Manchin, as of this moment, seems intent on denying Joe Biden and the Senate Democrats the ability to pass legislation because of the blockading effect of the filibuster, which requires a 60% vote to approve legislation as opposed to the normal 51%. Only time can tell whether Joe Manchin will stick to that position or he will cave. I can't read Joe Manchin's mind. I can say that there is tremendous pressure on him and Kyrsten Sinema to do what the dictates of the Democratic Party leadership are. So we'll see.
Well, we thank you for doing everything you can about it. I know that, Alabama just has two senators, if you become senator, and you're a congressman now, and you're doing everything you can about it. But we're just hoping that in 2022 that you become senator, and also we get more non-rhinos aboard. I mean, obviously, some of these rhinos are trying to backpedal, I've noticed lately. Have you seen any of that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. We have two battles, conservatives do, and we have to prevail in both. The first battle is in Republican primaries. And what all too often happens is what we call the establishment wing of the Republican Party, which is somewhat genteel in the face of this socialist takeover effort by the Democrats. They have a lot of money, but there aren't very many votes that concur with their position. So with their money, they market their candidates as principled conservatives when they're really not. And I'm sure your listeners are familiar with the scenario wherein we have candidates who masquerade as conservatives in Republican primaries. We get them elected, and then they get in office, and all of a sudden we're scratching our heads wondering who that person is, because that certainly wasn't the person in the Republican primary. So we have to do a much better job of discerning which ones really are principled conservatives and which ones are wearing their Halloween outfits and just disguising themselves as principled conservatives when they're not. That's the first battle. The second battle, of course, is to get behind our conservative principled individuals and then make sure that they win the general election against whomever the socialists may put up on the Democratic ticket.
I think some of them wear their Halloween costume year round, Congressman, but That's a good analogy. So you're in a meeting right now. I understand you're in Montgomery, Alabama. Is it a Republican meeting you're at?
I am with about 100 members of the Alabama Federation of Republican Women. We have had some good events on Sunday and on Monday today, and then tomorrow morning had some good meetings with Steve Marshall, the Attorney General for the state of Alabama. Just got through meeting with Governor Kay Ivey. It looks like later tonight I might play some bunco with the ladies. Last night we had a scavenger hunt to find different things out about Montgomery. So we're having a very good time. Some of it's business, some of it's pleasure.
Well, it's good to know that you are concerned about, the women of this nation, of this state. That's a very good thing, because you've been married for 44 years, right?
Well, yes, be 45 this coming month, and we're a testament to the benefit of working your way through the challenges that marriages face. And as a consequence of my wife and I having been loyal to each other, loving to each other, we're now blessed with four kids-in-law. All of them have jobs, all eight of them. Now, the ladies that have children, their jobs are part-time, because their first responsibility is helping to raise the kids. And then we've been blessed with 10 grandkids with twins on the way.
Woo!
So that's what perseverance will give you. And I'll stack my 10 grandkids up against anybody's. You know, that's the way we grandparents all talk.
Well, absolutely. So do you mind if I ask them what they call you?
They call me Papa.
They call you. Hey, I love that. That's a good one. I'm a pop, so you're a Papa. So we all, you know, I had a Papa when I was growing up. My granddaddy, I called him Papa. So that's wonderful. I like that. You know, you know, it's nothing better than being a pops, a papa, a grandpa, whatever, you know. But to know that you have that experience and that you care about women, you care about everybody. You know, I was telling folks that I met you yesterday, and of course I've seen you before a few years back, but you know, the thing about it, I'm just going to say it. You just make me feel like I'm meeting a guy that really cares about this the state. You know, you were born in this state, right?
Well, no, I was born in Charleston, South Carolina. My dad worked at the naval base there after World War II. And then when I was about 5 or 6, 7 years old, somewhere in that ballpark in the early 60s, we moved to the Tennessee Valley of Alabama. My dad was an electrical engineer, and the military needed his services on Redstone Arsenal. So I've been here for roughly 60 years.
So your dad helped us get to the moon.
No, that would have been NASA, although he did work a little bit, I should say, on NASA projects, but predominantly he worked in the calibrations lab for the United States Army, and the calibrations lab is the entity that calibrates the electronics of our weapon systems to make sure that they go where they're supposed to do and go where they're supposed to go and then do what they're supposed to do once they get there.
Okay.
You know, all these gee whiz bang weapons that we started developing in the 1960s, they've got to have electronic capabilities that are very, very, very precise. And my dad, being an electrical engineer, graduate of the University of Tennessee, he had that expertise, and that's what they had him working on.
Well, that's a fantastic story. You know, I just appreciate you so much doing the town hall meetings, doing the phone call-in meetings. You know, I just feel like you really want people to know who you are. And that's,
well, I want to know who they are, okay?
Well, yeah.
I represent the people of the state of Alabama, and I want to know what they're thinking and make sure that I'm in tune with their thoughts. And to the extent they need additional information, they can get it from me firsthand as to what the issues are that we face as a state and as a country, and, you know, what the pros and cons of different policy answers might be to the challenges that we face.
Yes, so we're very, very, very concerned about these things that they're trying to do to us, some of these tax laws, which are going to be horrible, our Second Amendment, all of these things that they're trying, the immigration, the things that they're doing to, I mean, I saw some pictures today of these children laying out, and it was just horrible, the sights that I saw. I mean, how can these people live with themselves doing this to the children? Biden is just, I mean, like, does he not have any empathy toward these folks?
I don't know the degree of empathy that he has, but everybody needs to understand that this is a pure, raw political power play. It's a power grab, and the Socialist Democrats are firmly of the belief that if they can give amnesty and citizenship to illegal aliens, that will help them convert America from a liberty, freedom, free enterprise economy country to one of dictatorial socialism, where we have to do what the socialist leadership dictates to us that we have to do.
Right. Yes. Well, it's just horrible to think that these taxes are going to be paying for a lot of this. And do you plan? I may be shooting ahead here, but do you have any interest, any special committees, if you were elected, that you would like to get on?
Well, I would love to be on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Armed Services would be another good one. Science, Space, and Technology, there are plenty of good committees in the Senate that you can be on. But judiciary is important because I am very much concerned about a runaway judiciary where we have judges who do not believe in the rule of law, who believe that it's perfectly fine for them to supplant their policy beliefs with those of their elected leaders. And bear in mind, under the Constitution, we are supposed to be a republic, which means that it's the legislative bodies that make law, and then it's the duty of the judges to apply the law as written by Congress and, of course, subject it to the exact wording in the United States Constitution. But when these judges take the mindset that they are superior to that of our elected officials, that causes real problems and it undermines our republic. So I want judges and justices on the Supreme Court who understand their role and adhere to it. They are not super legislators who have the right to thwart the will of the American people.
Yes, and I guess a lot of that you may be concerned about is for what they call packing the court. We've been hearing a lot about packing the court. You want to say something about that? What you think about that?
It is very dangerous for the socialists to pack the court in the sense that they're really talking about not filling vacancies as they naturally occur on the Supreme Court, but rather expanding the court from 9 justices to 11 to 13 to 15, whatever it takes, for the socialist desire for activist justices to take over the Supreme Court in an inappropriate way, thereby empowering the Supreme Court to rule as the socialists want the rulings to be, regardless of what the law is or regardless of what the United States Constitution states. So I'm very concerned about Joe Biden and the socialists in the House and the Senate wanting to change the membership of the Supreme Court so that they can violate the United States Constitution and the laws that have previously been passed by the United States Congress, and do so by having a very biased Supreme Court do it on their behalf rather than the way it's supposed to be done. If you want to change the language of the United States Constitution, you do that by Congress proposing a constitutional amendment and 3/4 of the states ratifying it. Well, the Socialist Democrats don't want to obey the Constitution. They don't want to follow the law. They believe that they know more than the rest of America about what the law should be, and they are willing to a certain degree, disregard our Constitution, disregard the checks and balances in our Constitution in order to achieve their political goal, which unfortunately would be horrific for our country.
Well, I have a question, Congressman, and it's actually, I think it's a serious question. I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but when now let's just, for the sake of argument, say that all this comes to pass, we turn to a socialist type government and everything is just all messed up. What's the end game here? Who wins in this and what do they get?
Well, probably the Communist Chinese Party wins the most, as do our other international foes, because if the United States economy collapses, which would be inevitably the case under socialism,
right,
then you're looking at a reduction in the ability of the United States armed forces. After all, wealth, money, is what has empowered the United States of America to pay for the high quality of national security that we are blessed with. The best in world history for about 75 years, going all the way back to World War II. So our international foes are the ones that gain the most at a domestic level. Of course, the socialist leadership gains the most, because they are the ones who are now, under this scenario that you've outlined, in control of our country's future. Mm-hmm. And I'd use the communist Chinese as an example. Roughly 10% of communist China does really well. That's the Chinese Communist Party membership.
Right.
The rest of the nation, the other 90%, is basically enslaved and must do what the Communist Chinese Party dictates. And so the other 90% live rather poorly. They're afraid to express their own views because of the retaliation, the killing that may result. And they are oftentimes in miserable conditions.
One more question. If it comes to that, you might not be able to answer this, and that's fine, but if it comes to this, do you see civil unrest among our citizenry?
Well, we have civil unrest now. Will we have the kind of civil unrest that we had, say, in the 1960s? Only time can answer that question. Will we have the kind of civil unrest that we had in the 1860s?
Uh-huh.
Only time can answer that question.
Right.
What I'm getting to is this. The key for us is to win the elections in 2022 and 2024 so that we don't have to face that question. I don't know where we go. By way of example, if we continue to spend the kind of money that we don't have and ultimately end up in a national insolvency and bankruptcy with all the damage that does to our country and also the kind of damage that does to Americans across the board, American families. If you have that national insolvency and bankruptcy, you are looking at horrific conditions that would undoubtedly cost the lives of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Americans in ways that it would take too long for me to itemize now. But I can assure you, when you have a national insolvency and bankruptcy, there is a collapsed economy, and all of a sudden people can't get the health care they're used to getting, or they can't get the food they're used to getting, or they can't get the clothing and shelter that they're used to getting. Their kids can't get the education that they're used to getting, which in turn has a spiraling downward effect on our economic capability, as fewer and fewer people are able to get the kind of education that is necessary to compete in a very tough international marketplace. So you just, it's just difficult for normal people to understand how bad the threat is of a central government insolvency and bankruptcy. But to summarize, look at where Venezuela is right now, what they're going through.
Right.
Do some research and you'll know that America doesn't need to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But if we continue to elect socialists on the platform, hey, I'll give you everything for free, that's one of their three principal campaign arguments, well, then we're going to pay a hefty price when the bill comes due.
Speaking of hefty price, Congressman, those were some good questions, Rusty.
Thank you.
Speaking of a hefty price, what do you see with Social Security? I mean, I hate to put you on the spot here, but do you see Social Security just being taxed more, or do you see it being reduced? Do you see runaway inflation potentially? What do you see?
I don't see much change in Social Security benefits because it is one of the most sacred programs that the federal government has. Unless we have a national bankruptcy, in which case everything that relates to the federal government will suffer simply because we don't have the money to pay for things.
Right. So one of the things I've noticed, Congressman, is down through time, when Social Security first came out, they didn't tax it, then it went to 50%, and now it's 85%, soon to be 100% if Biden gets what he wants. These are the ways that potentially I see them reducing, not that they would reduce it, they just tax it harder. Do you see that continuing?
I don't know where the Biden administration is going to take us on the Social Security issue. I tend to believe that they will do nothing that adversely affects it because there are so many votes that are involved in that. And one of the first and foremost things that's in the mind of most politicians is the next election cycle.
Exactly. So what do you think their next move is going to be as far as like what they're going to try to do in Congress? What about these things they're trying to change? What is the next step that they're going to try to pull on us, I guess you could say, to get some of this stuff that he talked about before he was elected passed?
Well, the big risk gets back to the filibuster that we were talking about with Kyrsten Sinema, Senator from Arizona, and Joe Manchin, Senator from West Virginia. There's going to be tremendous pressure by socialists on those two senators and others to make them toe the line to ignore the rules of the United States Senate. And we'll have to see how that plays out. Short term, you're looking at a so-called infrastructure bill that really spends little money on roads and bridges and ports, harbors, rivers, dams, locks, airports, you know, traditional understanding of infrastructure. Spends little money on that. It's just going to be another payback program for those who are loyal to the Socialist Democrats in the 2020 elections. And I'll give you an example of one thing that's wholly unrelated to infrastructure. The Socialist Democrats in this legislation want to repeal all right-to-work laws in the United States of America.
Yeah, I heard that.
Which means that every single worker would come under the thumb of the union, and workers would be forced to join the union if, perchance, they work for an employer that has union in that place of employment. Mm. Right now in Alabama, nobody can force you to join a union, even if you're in a business that has union representation. You have to choose yourself to join that union and to pay those union dues. But in the infrastructure plan, the socialists have a provision that would eliminate Alabama's right-to-work law and put our American workers at a severe disadvantage, in particular causing them to lose some of their freedom and liberty.
Wow. That's horrible.
Mm. They voted down the union. Was it Amazon here in Alabama?
Yeah, that's
yes,
what I heard.
Amazon and Bessemer voted it down big time, and I'm very thankful that they did.
Smart people.
Our being non-union helps to recruit a lot of these industries to the state of Alabama that in turn create jobs for our kids and grandkids and the adults that are higher pay than what the alternatives otherwise would be.
We got a lot of smart people live in this state.
There you
obviously.
Go. We do. Hey, I'm supposed to be at a dinner with a bunch of Republican women.
We appreciate
women.
You. We love that you come on, and I know you got to go to a dinner, but thank you so much for calling. We're about to go to a break anyway, but looking forward to having more conversations with you. And you enjoy your dinner, and thank you for taking out time to come on our radio show.
My pleasure. And if anyone wants to assist in this Senate race, it's MoBrooks.com. MoBrooks.com. Yeah. Thank you so much. Y'all take care. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you so much,
I hope
sir.
You got something good to eat up there, down there.
Oh, he's gone. It must be something good to eat.
He got hungry.
He took off.
He's got some women that are with him. They're trying to keep him on track. We got him off track there a little bit, but he loves to talk to folks, and they're expecting him probably to make some kind of speech there or talk to them or whatever. I mean, he's wanted and loved everywhere, mm-hmm. And we just love him. And I haven't met anybody yet that don't love Bo Brooks, Congressman Brooks. I mean, look what he did for us. He stood up there with Trump on January the 6th and said, this is not right. We need to be able to review these votes. And what did they do to him? They tried to put him out, shut him up, penalize him. Uh-huh. And I think that's one of the things that made folks realize what we have here. We have a fighter.
Exactly.
We got a person that'll fight for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we love it. We want somebody to fight for us and stand up for us. And nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. Rusty, I hate to tell you, but you're not perfect. And nobody is. But I'll tell you what, if somebody tried to beat you up, Rusty, I'd try to fight for you.
I appreciate it, man.
I would. I'd try. And I know you're packing anyway. I would think that they would be bad. So anyway.
I would make sure not to shoot you right now.
Getting back to the packing thing, the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Uh, We'll come back. Let's take a break, Rusty.
Now, as far as our time goes, you know, we don't have to take it because I've got it set up for about it's about 4 minutes. You want me to go ahead and take it?
Yeah, I want you to run the stuff that you were going to run, and then, okay, then we can come back and finish it up.
All right, I'll do that then. And we'll be back, and we'll discuss a little bit more what Mo Brooks was talking about. We'll come up with some more stuff. We still got that song about the Second Amendment. So,
yeah, we want to get all that in. We want to pack it in.
Yeah, don't go away. We'll be back with more of the Health and Wealth Show in just moments. Don't run away.
Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest will return after these important messages.
It's the Heath and Weath Show.
That's Health and Wealth.
What?
Health and Wealth. You left out the L's.
The L's, you say?
Health and Wealth. Health and Wealth. Health and Wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Yes, it's the Health and Wealth Show with Montgomery's premier asset preservationist, David Ernest, on the air since 1937.
2017.
Then in 2056.
2019.
2019, the Health and Wealth Show went to a 6-hour.
1 hour.
1 hour live format. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 p.m., Monday through Thursday, with a classic 1 hour show playing on Fridays and a 30-minute version playing on Saturday and Sunday. David Ernest is also on television here in Montgomery. ABC 32 and the CW air a 30-minute program on Saturday and Sunday. But seriously, the Health and Wealth Show stars David Ernest, an asset preservationist with 40 years of experience in helping you, yes, you out there, to make sure that your money is right where you need it, right when you need it. David talks about the news of the day.
What is he going to do for us? In other words, we know Mo Brooks wants to listen to us. He wants us to call him and talk to him. He wants to come see us. Would Biden come and see us? No. And if he does have a town hall meeting, only two or three people show up. What does that tell you?
David talks about all matters concerning your money.
But a lot of this shutting the economy down is artificial. I was talking to somebody a little bit ago. Wood, supplies, they're so high. Yeah. You know, what's going to happen when interest rates start rising again, or, you know, they can't get the supplies to build the houses? What's going to happen when everything changes, or if it don't change? Mm-hmm. You know, could there be a crash? There's a lot of economists think there could be real estate and financial crashes.
And we even throw in some funny stuff once in a while.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Hey, hey, it's the monkeys. No, it's
Money Man.
Happy to be on your program.
Oh, that's very exciting for us to have you on the phone.
Oh, it's exciting for me too, Sugar. I just love being on the radio with handsome young men. You and that little white-headed fella.
David Ernest.
Whatever.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Y'all got them French fried taters up in there?
Time now for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Yes, and welcome to Knowledge Labs. I'm Mr. Knowledge, and I know everything.
Remember, for current events, good advice about money matters, and some really, really funny topical comedy, it's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
Now 99% fat-free.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. Have you called David Ernest? Call him right now at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Or send a smoke signal, a semaphore, send up a flare. Just make sure anything involving fire is cool with your local constable. Now, please welcome the money man with the money plan, the high priest of high finance, the illustrious potentate of portfolios. It's David Ernest.
Zooming in from parts unknown.
Zooming in. You know, I hope I can live up to all those things she's saying there. I'm trying the best I can. I think I'm going to take some of it.
There you go. We just got done with a nice call from Mo Brooks.
That was a wonderful call.
It was very nice.
You know, he loves talking to us. He loves talking to the constituents of his state. He told me the last town hall we had, I've said this before, mm-hmm. I talked to him after that. He said, David, when I become senator, I am not going to forget you guys. I'll always come on the radio show, you know, at times, mm-hmm. and I'll always be able to communicate direct to my people. I want to know what they're thinking. You know, he said that earlier on the show here. I said, you know, thank you, let us know what you're thinking. He said, but I want to know what all of you are thinking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought that was wonderful for him to say that, because how many folks out there that are senators want to know what we're thinking? Some of them don't want to know what we're thinking at all.
They don't think
I hear
we
people
can
all
think.
The time saying, I've called such and such, so and so, and they won't call me back.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to hold out for an appointment. I want to be ambassador to Acapulco.
Well, I did tell Congressman Brooks. I said, if you win, I just ask that you do one thing for us. He said, what's that? I said, let us celebrate with you. He said, I'm open to all of you to celebrate with me. So I expect a large crowd to show up, I guess, in Huntsville or wherever he's going to be to celebrate this big win if he wins. And I hope he does, because if he doesn't, I don't know who's going to fight for us, really. You know, like, we you know, Rusty, we're constantly fighting for people not to pay taxes, like the tax deferral thing. Mm-hmm. We're constantly trying to inform people how to, you know, save their money and not be taken away by the federal government, state governments. You know, there's a lot of things, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff we can't do. We got to depend on our elected officials to help us, because otherwise, you got that crazy guy up there that doesn't know what he's doing. He wants to take away the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. He wants to let everybody run in this country and take over our voting privileges and make them worthless. I mean, like, you know, really, you can vote. I think pretty soon you just write it. What is it? The bubble gum, double bubble, or whatever it is. Or uh-huh. You get the little thing in there. You sit in two packs, and then you can. Two bubbles or whatever, and you can have a vote. You know,
there you go.
I mean, look, the whole thing's turning into a joke about the vote. You know, where's the validity? How can you validate someone? You know, I mean, you might as well just validate them. Say, oh, you're who you are. Yeah, I'm them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, look at all these imposters we have on the internet. People trying to steal people's IDs.
I know.
Do you really believe that this is going to be fair votes, the way Biden wants it?
No.
A fair deal.
Not at all.
You know, essentially he's wanting to take over. Just like Congressman Brooks was saying, he's all for socialistic. He's all for socialism, and I'm afraid they're all for communism. Really. Look at Hunter Biden over there making deals with the communists.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know what that was about. That's been hushed. You know, they might try to come and get me for saying something about it right now. But the thing is, the hard drive, has anybody heard anything about the stuff that was on the hard drive, Hunter Biden's hard drive? I haven't heard anything.
None
what happened to all that?
Got swept
just
under the rug.
Just kind of went away.
Yeah.
I mean, like, who's looking at anything now? You know, it's like, really? Well, what happened? You know, nobody's talking about anything. These are the things that need to be talked about. Look how hard of a time they gave Trump. They've even shut off his Twitter. He can't even talk to us through Twitter anymore. I mean, like, he's going to, so he's going to go out and form his own company so he can talk to us.
Whatever happened to Parler? Did they ever get that worked out?
I think it's back, but it's not the same. In other words, it's back, but it's not exactly as good, because they've restricted it. But it is back to some extent. But I don't really, mm-hmm. I haven't been using it. I know some friends of mine said they've joined it. They didn't see me on it, and it's just like they took away something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Maybe somebody will know about that. Can call and tell us.
Somebody the other day had posted that they had been in Facebook jail, And what it was...
Facebook jail.
That's when they you can't post or anything. You can see stuff, but you can't post stuff. So they call it Facebook jail. But anyhow...
You know, they got some of this funny stuff. My wife looks at it all the time. What's that thing that's so funny that the Chinese started up? Somebody else bought it. Some lady on there looks just like Pelosi, and she makes fun of her. You'd have to see it. It's funny.
But what I was going to tell you, the person that was in Facebook jail said that they got put in Facebook jail for a post that they had made 3 years ago. They're going back and looking at stuff. And rather than have it come up on memories or something like that, they are squashing it and penalizing the people that posted it. I mean, you know.
I mean, look, they don't want me talking about how to save your money so that in a certain way where the taxes won't ever show up potentially. You know, they'd have to change some laws. I get it. There's things that they overlooked about non-qualified annuities that. You know, people will catch on eventually, but I'm trying to put out the word in advance so that, you know, the thing is, if they find out that some of these loopholes didn't get closed, they're going to start trying to close all the loopholes as soon as they start passing these laws.
Mm-hmm.
We've just got to keep enough representation in there, and we're so close to not having enough. I mean, they are bound and determined to take away all our freedoms, all our money, and invalidate our votes. I mean, what are we going to do about it? You know, and then they say, oh, well, you something's wrong with you if you don't go along with all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's something wrong with me. I'm angry. I'm upset. I'm mad. I want something done about it. How many of you folks out there feel the same way? How many of you feel like you've been left out or abused or used, or that they're trying to come after you, trying to get your money, trying to get your vote, trying to get, you know, whatever? The thing is, it's ridiculous, the stuff that we fear, because it really, I never in my life would have feared this much about what's going on. And I don't know. I mean, like, other than voting and they're trying to take that away, I didn't know what else I could do about it.
Well, you know, I think it would be wonderful. Flying cars would be great. You know, flying around like the Jetsons. But, you know, the electric cars, they're wonderful too. But we're going to replace all the internal combustion engines with those electric cars in the next 10 years. You know, I'm not no psychiatrist. I ain't no doctor with a degree, as the Queen of Soul said. But I just don't think the technology that we need to do that is there yet. I mean, you know, these nice cars, you get out, you ride around 200 miles, you're done. You got to stop and charge it for 8 hours.
And yeah, what are they going to do with all these cars everybody's got?
And have you seen the thing?
What are they going to do with all these appliances that we have?
Exactly. And you're talking about funny stuff. I saw a thing the other day, and there was an electric car sitting there getting charged from a gasoline-powered generator and being towed by a gasoline-burning car or diesel-burning car. I mean, where do you think that the electricity comes from? I mean, Tesla had an idea to pass it through the air, but they don't do that. They produce it with coal and water.
I mean, look, what was it? One of the guys was supposed to be real big on doing something, you know, for the new Green Deal, and supposedly he got on an airplane with his family, a private airplane, and they said he released about 40 times as much carbon emission than he would have if they had flown in a commercial jet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these things, I mean, they talk out of two sides of their mouth. I mean, if you're going to preach it, live it. I mean, how many preachers, you know, that preach it and don't live it? It don't last very long, do they?
Exactly. You know, and, you know, Al Gore's kind of gone away. I guess he got his money. But the thing is, man, I don't think I'm the smartest person in the world, but I know a bill of goods when I see one. I know something that's usually.
That.
And, you know, like...
I think all of us do.
Well,
I mean, you know...
It's like I've been looking to buy a mobility scooter. And they got them on, what do you call it, Facebook. You know, you go on there and on the internet and you start looking for them, they'll start showing up with ads on your Facebook. And they got one on there now. You can get it for $33. I'm like, Yeah, I believe
you
that.
I know what you're saying, and you know, I hate to sound like a broke record, Rusty. You know, we all this stuff that's going on with the markets and the economy trying to open back up. You know, there's really no job creation going on,
right?
At all. You know, I think when they realize this, we're going to have a big drop in the retirement money. I think folks need to know that there's alternatives to keep from losing their assets. I don't care what anybody else says. You've got to be careful when you're older. You just got to keep your stuff.
Right.
You don't want them stealing your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you want to give me a call, I'll show you some things that, you know, would be very complimentary to maybe some things that you would need to know.
You got
to
get in protection mode. And these are two good phone numbers that you're going to need. And one of them is 279-7431. And the other is 205-479-0839. I got both my zeros in that time. But you call those numbers, you're going to talk to David Ernest. You're going to talk to Too Tall Matthew. You're going to talk to Princess Leah. They're going to fix you up. They're going to tell you what you need to do, and they'll have you come in, and it's, you know, it's no obligation, and it's free. It doesn't cost anything. But they'll tell you some things that might help you. Well, not might. They will help you. But as we said before, knowledge is power. And with David Ernest, knowledge is free, and he's passing it out like Halloween candy over there. 279-7431 or 205-479-0839. I got the O's in that time. They're easier to say O.
For me. Knowledge is power. You remember the number.
Yeah, I'm just, I got it. Well, I got it written on my arm. But,
oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. But we're about out of time, and I'm going ahead and play this song. This is a perfect Second Amendment song. I'm sure you'll like it. This is more of a country flavor, and I've been kind of out of the country music game for several years, so I'm not very familiar with this artist. I can't even see his name right now, but the song is called Cold Dead Hands, and I think you know where it's going with that.
Cold Dead Hands.
Are you going to be back in town tomorrow night, but you'll be Zooming?
I think I'll be back Zooming, yes.
All right. Well, back. You folks, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow night right here on the Health and Wealth Show. And I forgot to fix the thing. One of these days, I'm going to learn. Let's see here. That's messed
it's
up.
It's just one button.
It's one button. You know, I get, well, Mo Brooks got me all flustered. You know, I'll see you in the future. Here we go. See you next time on the Health and Wealth Show.
There's a rifle in my closet. Made in 1893, and caught right on the barrel, says Winchester Company. It's been passed through generations, I've been taught to use it well. It's put food there on the table, it ain't never meant for sale. There's people on my TV telling me what's right and wrong. Not one day I'm gonna mind. Washington, D.C. ratified and voted on by folks like you and me. Well, it's made it through the ages. It guarantees his country free. You can bet your bottom dollar.